From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our gospel program. I have to remind you right away of the new time for our second gospel program today. Instead of 9 o'clock this evening, we switch to 3 o'clock this afternoon. In our program this afternoon, we will play the final part of the sermon I preached in my church some time ago, entitled The Lord Jesus Mocked, Maltreated, and Murdered. Please join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Please remember the mission in Dromore. We've mentioned it and invited you to the services there each night, Monday through to Friday. This is the final week of the mission. Why don't you make a point of joining with us at some of the services, 8 o'clock in the evening. You'll be made very welcome. Back to this morning's program. We will be turning to John chapter 18, the verses 28 to 40, for a second look at our Saviour's trial before Pilate. Before we turn to that passage in John 18, let's enjoy a hymn. It's entitled Harbored in Jesus, and it's sung for us by the late Jack Halcombe.
Once I was drifting, lost and in sin. Once I was dying, darkness within. But now I am living the way He planned. Harbored in Jesus, kept by His hand.
Turning once more to John chapter 18, we're looking at the verses 28 to 40. This is our second look at the Lord Jesus on trial before Pilate. Last week, when we looked at this passage, we considered three matters. They were, first of all, the hypocrisy of the enemies of the Saviour. Secondly, the inability of the accusers of Christ to make a case against him. And thirdly, John underscored for us the Saviour's omniscience in verse 32, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spake, signifying what death he should die. As we continue our study of this passage, I want us to consider today the actual exchange between the Saviour and Pilate, the Roman governor. This was the first time that Pilate had met the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we have an opportunity to consider just how the Saviour spoke to this man. Of course, the Saviour was responding to questions put to him by Pilate, so it was Pilate rather than the Saviour who was deciding on the direction of the conversation. Nevertheless, our Lord Jesus took the opportunity to witness to Pilate, even under these distressing circumstances. Paul referred to the encounter between Christ and Pilate when he wrote to Timothy regarding his duties as a minister. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13. The Lord Jesus then witnessed a good confession before Pilate. That is, the Saviour spoke faithfully and plainly to Pilate about who he was and the purpose he was pursuing amongst men. First of all, in his conversation with Pilate, the Saviour spoke of his kingdom, verses 33 to 36. It is important that I read the Saviour's words. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. The Saviour wished Pilate to understand the true nature of his kingdom, and not to be deceived by anything that the Jewish leaders may have said about him. He had not come to set up an earthly kingdom in opposition to the Roman emperor's government. His kingdom was not a temporal power, upheld by armies and sustained by taxes. Christ's dominion is over the hearts of his subjects, and the struggles they engage in entail the use of spiritual weapons. It is, in the highest sense, a kingdom not of this world. He is not saying that rulers of this world's kingdoms do not need to consider the truth of the gospel, or that they should ignore God in the conducting of the affairs of their kingdoms. It is stated in the Scriptures that the Lord has said, By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. Proverbs 8:15. The king, the emperor, the president, and all the governments of men are as much obligated to heed the word of God as is the lowliest citizen. Kings and rulers are required by God to abide by his law and punish evildoers and encourage righteousness. A little thought about that matter will tell us just how far removed from God's will and purpose the governments and rulers of this world have strayed. No government can expect to prosper that throws over God's truth and abandons his word. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14, verse 34. This is an unchanging and unchangeable rule. A nation that sets its face against God and his truth will come to ruin in the end. As it is with the individual, so it is with the nation. No parliament can pass laws that makes its people into Christians. That is a fact. But parliaments are required to support and encourage the publication of the message of Christ as set down in the Bible. The nation whose rulers live by that principle will benefit greatly indeed. Secondly, the Saviour also told Pilate of the purpose of his mission amongst men. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Verse 37. The phrase, "Thou sayest that I am a king," is an affirmation by Christ that he was a king. It simply means, what you say is true. The Saviour tells Pilate that he came to bear witness to the truth about man's sinfulness, God's justice, but also of God's mercy and love, and the means that God has devised to save sinful men. The Saviour was telling Pilate that he was in need of being told the truth, as was the whole world. Proud man does not like being told that he is not in possession of the truth. Man likes to think that he knows just about everything, but it's not so. Only those who have accepted without reservation the testimony of God's word have the truth. In John chapter 17 and the verse 17, Christ tells us that God's word is truth. Those who reject it walk in darkness and ignorance. The Saviour tells us that he is the truth. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. Christ was testifying to Pilate of the very heart of the gospel. That day, Pilate was standing facing the truth of God, and it is evident that he did not know it. Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" Verse 38. How blind is the human heart? Here is an intelligent man with the Son of God standing before him and telling him the truth, and he knows it not. Why? The Saviour has given us the explanation. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Verse 37. Christ is telling Pilate that those that are his respond to the sound of the truth. He said the same in John chapter 10, the verses 3 to 4. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Your reaction to the truth of God tells us who and what you are. Friends, do you hear the voice of Christ in the gospel message? And do you obediently follow him? If you are his sheep, you will. Pilate was not. He responded in what I believe was a sneering manner. "What is truth?" he says. "There is no such a thing as truth or true religion." That's what he was saying. That was the Roman governor's reply to the Saviour's witness. All I can say is that Pilate knows better today and has known better from the moment he passed out into eternity. He had the truth stand before him, and he knew it not. Today, heed the call of Christ and trust him as your Saviour. Do remember our program this afternoon at 3 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.